Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're going to pay somewhere between 20 and 40% less than those other countries. Same exact drug, made by the same exact company.
The system is breaking down under Joe Biden's powder keg of corruption.
What we learned by bringing in Hunter Biden's business partner is that the President Biden had lied to the American public. He got on conference calls when his son was selling the brand with his clients. He literally went to dinners, which we never knew. And after the dinners, his son got a Porsche and then more than $3 million. Now, I know CNN didn't want to do fact checks on everything that I laid out. What was interesting was the headline, but more interesting in the fact checks, it was all true. They had to acknowledge that every alleged accusation that put us into impeachment inquiry is true.
Across the United States, Soros puppets and power whores are opting to violate their constitutional oaths to suspend the Bill of Rights in favor of feverishly clawing for the power and funds stirred up by emergency declarations rather than finding real solutions for their constituents.
This public health order has also sparked three lawsuits.
Whether it's the governor, whether it's somebody in our legislature, does not have the authority to impinge on your rights given under the United States Constitution.
In Oakland, California, Mayor Sheng Tao is threatening to use an emergency declaration to install a new police chief. And in Vista, California, Mayor Joe Franklin is considering declaring an emergency over the homeless situation. While the Soros Foundation retreats from Europe and more than a dozen prosecutors linked to Soros-funded campaign committees or organizations in the United States have left office after resigning, either losing re-election or being removed. Hunter Biden is indicted by a special counsel on felony gun charges, and the COVID rollout stumbles to roll down the tracks.
Tell everybody, don't rely on the fact that you had a vaccine in the past. It will not help you this time around.
Joe Biden and his unscrupulous, failing regime gaslight the country into a propagandized hellscape out of sheer panic.
How confident are you that there will be no evidence that incriminates President Biden and Hunter's business dealings as this goes forward?
So you see Republicans in Congress, right? They have spent all year investigating the president. That's what they've spent all year doing. And have turned up with no evidence. None.
There is a new CNN poll that shows, if we could put that up, 61% of the American people think that Biden had at least some involvement in Hunter Biden's business dealings while he served as vice president.
Right. We know that, you know, he was on a phone one time or he had dinner one time. And what Republicans have done is said, see, there's the evidence. He was in the room. He was at dinner. Or he was on the phone. He spoke to his son. But there has been no evidence at all. Zero.
Why was the president at those meetings on those phone calls?
He calls his son every day to check in. He calls his other family members to check in to see how they're doing. He loves them. They're a tight-knit family.
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt,
look, I'll turn it over to the attorneys.
People can't see that. They think
because you don't report on it.
I'm not sure how you know what the American people think, but here's what they might wonder. Actually, if you're a federal prosecutor, you would be asking yourself, how can there not have been an indictment for FARA violation against Hunter Biden?
I hate to face public servants, but it is true.
Now that deep state tool Joe Biden has been thrown to the wolves, the country will enter a state of suspension where foreign power infiltration can thrive. And once it's all said and done, Joe Biden will go down as the greatest national security threat the United States has ever endured.
Recent actions from the Biden administration have made it clear that they are not only itching to create a digital dollar, but they're willing willing to trade Americans' right to financial privacy for a surveillance-style CBDC.
John Bound reporting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good evening. I'm Erica Loss. An unidentified man is being held for questioning by the FBI for suspected links to last month's biological virus deaths. In local news, a dog named Hero takes the grand prize at the annual... I wish I could tell you more pertinent news, but we're in a rating system here, and the key factor is...
sensationalism.
They've got you running in circles, 9 to 5, then 5 to 9,
you're mine. I tell you what they want you to know, and you consider it the truth. Nobody is opening their eyes.
Our global economy is depleting the world of our lives and natural resources.
And are you happy? Come on!
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am your guest host today, Chase Geiser, filling in for the great Alex Jones. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you this Sunday night, the day of our Lord, a day which is set to be a day of rest, but we are working because we know that the enemy never sleeps. Lots of crazy news coming in over this weekend. It's hard to even know where to start, but I think we're going to go ahead and start with the new developments regarding Russell Brand. Comedian Russell Brand denies rape, sexual assault accusations. Let's go ahead and go straight to clip 7 and see Brand's response, and then we'll dive into the details.
Hello there, you Awakening Wonders. Now, this isn't the usual type of video we make on this channel where we critique, attack, and undermine the news in all its corruption, because in this story, I am the news. I've received two extremely disturbing letters, or a letter and an email, one from a mainstream media TV company, one from a newspaper, listing a litany of extremely egregious and aggressive attacks, as well as some pretty stupid stuff, like my community festival should be stopped, that I shouldn't be able to attack mainstream media narratives on this channel. But amidst this litany of astonishing, rather baroque attacks are some very serious allegations that I absolutely refute. These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies, and as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual. I was always transparent about that then, almost too transparent, and I'm being transparent about it now as well. And to see that transparency metastasized into something criminal that I absolutely deny makes me question, is there another agenda at play? Particularly when we've seen coordinated media attacks before, like with Joe Rogan when he dared to take a medicine that the mainstream media didn't approve of, and we saw a spate of headlines from media outlets across the world using the same language. I'm aware that you guys have been saying in the comments for a while, watch out Russell, they're coming for you, you're getting too close to the truth, Russell Brand did not kill himself. I know that a year ago there was a spate of articles, Russell Brand's a conspiracy theorist, Russell Brand's right wing. I'm aware of news media making phone calls, sending letters to people I know know for ages and ages. It's been clear to me, or at least it feels to me, like there's a serious and concerted agenda to control these kind of spaces and these kind of voices. And I mean my voice along with your voice. I don't mind them using my books and my stand-up to talk about my promiscuous consensual conduct in the past. What I seriously refute are these very, very serious criminal allegations. Also, it's worth mentioning that there are witnesses whose evidence directly contradicts the narratives that these two mainstream media outlets are trying to construct, apparently in what seems to me to be a coordinated attack. Now, I don't want to get into this any further because of the serious nature of the allegations, but I feel like I'm being attacked, and plainly they are working very closely together. We are obviously going to look into this matter because it's very, very serious. In the meantime, I want you to stay close, stay awake, but more important than any of that, if you can, please stay free.
Comedian and podcaster Russell Brand was accused of rape and sexual assault this week, with the actor coming forth to refute the allegations, as we just saw in that clip. According to the Daily Mail, Brand reportedly committed the alleged assaults sometime between 2006 and 2013 when he worked for the BBC. The Mail reports four women have alleged sexual assault occurred between 2006 and 2013 when Brand was working for the BBC Radio 2 and Channel 4, as well as starring in Hollywood films. The actor and comedian is also facing claims of controlling, abusive, and predatory behavior following a joint investigation by the Sunday Times, The Times, and Channel 4 Dispatches. Jones came out and said, I stand with Russell Brand. Alex Jones refutes the Russell Brand rape claims. Go ahead and see what Alex had to say in clip 05.
The Matrix is coming after Russell Brand. Anybody that challenges the globalists, anybody that challenges Big Pharma, anybody that's popular, that comes out against the establishment is going to be accused of assaulting women. Now, if you're Jeffrey Epstein's client list, that's as secret as what happened to JFK and the CIA. I know Russell Brand personally. I knew him back when he was married to Katy Perry. He's come on the show a few times. We've hung out some in Austin. I've never seen women throw themselves at anybody like with him. And I mean, I've seen the old footage of Elvis with women pulling their panties off, throwing them. It's like that, okay? At restaurants, at one of his events I went to, it was literally women jumping at us, okay? And he's a big guy in person. No one ever accused him for the last 15 years of assault. They say he's a big sweetheart. And now because he comes out against Big Pharma, he comes out against the globalists, he comes out against the New World Order, suddenly the allegations are happening to him. They've had PIs out trying to get women to lie about me for years, but they haven't found a woman to do it yet. Because there haven't been many women. Not like Russell Brand. This guy's a beast. He's like Errol Flynn. So that's incoming because they want to punish people and destroy people that decide to stand with humanity. I stand with Russell Brand. He's completely innocent. That's why we have a statute of limitations, so people 10 years later can't make stuff up when you're ultra famous. They're doing it to everybody. They're doing it to Andrew Tate. They're trying to do it to Elon Musk. They're trying to do it to me. They're trying to do it to Paul Watson. They're trying to do it to anybody that stands up to them. But we know who the real predators are. That's the globalists starting World War III with open borders and massive human smuggling. So as for me and my family, we're going to continue to tell the truth. As for InfoWars, we're going to continue to tell the truth. And people have to realize this is a pattern here. Anybody challenges the New World Order, they come out and say you're a sexual assaulter.
You could throw a rock and hit a white guy in the United States that's been falsely accused of sexual assault, especially one who is of political prominence, and even more especially someone who is not of the left. Regardless of whether they're Republican, anyone considered right of center is susceptible and vulnerable to these false allegations. And the reason that this vulnerability exists is because they don't have to be true. All they have to do is allege that you've committed some sort of assault or some sort of crime. And even if they come out months later or even the next day and correct these articles or say that some of the witnesses were found to be lying or something was not consistent about the story of these allegations, even if they come out and correct the stories, the damage is already done. And this is the narrative of the left. This is the strategy, the tactic of the left regarding all those on the right. We'll get more into that. I want to talk about how Elon Musk may be set to bring Alex Jones back to Twitter. He hasn't said so explicitly, but he did say no more canceling. Enough is enough. Tech billionaire and ex-boss Elon Musk's latest indictment against cancel culture has many anticipating the return of radio host Alex Jones to the platform. He said no more canceling in a now viral post. Enough is enough. in response, I believe, to Ian Miles Chiang's post. Musk was responding to social media influencer Ian Miles Chiang, calling out the coordinated nature and timing of the rape accusations against popular comedian and podcaster Russell Brand. Almost immediately, the denizens of X asked if Musk's sentiments meant the return of the most banned man on the internet, Alex Jones. So Elon hasn't explicitly stated that he would bring Alex Jones back, as far as I understand it, but it does seem that he is increasingly perturbed by cancel culture and all of the antagonism against truth, all of the censorship of truth, and the defamation of those on the right who are of upstanding character and fighting against the globalist New World Order. We're going to cut to break and talk more about this in the next segment. Before we go to break, I do want to mention the Real Red Pill Plus is back at 25% off. With the dangerous toxins that lie within our water, we know we need to filter out the bacteria. But as you age, filtering out all of those essential minerals as well can make you tired and slow. That's why our scientists worked day and night to bring back one of our most powerful supplements, the Real Red Pill Plus from InfoWars Life. This proprietary formula was created to help you get all the important essential and trace minerals and nutrients your body needs. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the Real Red Pill Plus, which is back at 25% off. And stick with us, folks. We will be back after this break with more news on this Sunday Night Live broadcast.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
We are going to do InfoWars. Yeah.
Okay, but... Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready?
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Alex Jones is going to do a new broadcast.
All right, go. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live! Do it live!
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host today, Chase Geiser, filling in for the great Alex Jones himself. We've been covering the Russell Brand allegations, which appear to be another example of hogwash lies coordinated from the left. I was doing a little bit of research on that story, and if you look at the threads of the original posters, they're like, we interviewed hundreds of people over years to corroborate these allegations. It's like, why are journalists interviewing hundreds of people about whether or not Russell Brand is a sexual assailant and literally doing no journalism whatsoever over the last several years regarding all of the crimes that Hunter Biden obviously committed with actual evidence in his own writing, from his own texts, from his own emails, from the laptop, which they lied about and is actually real. How many resources are you going to put into whether or not this former Hollywood star and successful podcaster is a sexual assailant when there's a much bigger, more important story regarding Biden corruption that's been going on for over a decade now? So I just think that's a piece of evidence that this is a setup. They were saying they want to get Russell Brand for sexual assault, and so they're going to make up a story and find people willing to allege that he committed these crimes. And the reason they do this is because they know that the more they frame the right wing as the enemy of the people, or as this immoral sort of degenerate basket of deplorables, as Hillary Clinton would describe us, the more they frame us like this, the more that they can divide the country against us. And I had experience with that this week on my very own with my best friend for over 10 years. This is somebody that I lived with in college for 3 years, somebody who was in my wedding party, somebody who I actually officiated the wedding of this person. And I reached out to my friend and I said, it's probably just me, but I've been getting a distant vibe from you lately. Is everything okay? And this is the response that he sends back to me. Man, we'll always be old friends. Our lives have taken us in incredibly different directions. I try constantly to reconcile my feelings of genuine brotherhood with you while being honest with myself. I think you, somewhere in the last 2 to 3 years, spun too far away. The people you have decided to align your life with are not people I want associated with me, even by second or third degree. I do fully respect that it's none of my business and you're providing for your family, and I respect that you're allowed to say whatever you want. I don't intend to change your mind on anything. Truly, I know I wouldn't if I tried anyway. You're much too smart and driven to back down now. In a way, I respect that. I just wish I respected how you felt and what you said. It's just weird for me now. I realize it seems disingenuous to say I care about you and your family after all of the above, but I do still. I accept any weirdness as a consequence for saying all of this. So my friend broke up with me this week because I'm associated with InfoWars,
And there's several things going on here that I think are of interest. The first thing I want to point out is that this post got 11.3 million impressions on Twitter this week, which did kick my account into monetization. So although I did lose my friend, I did make $112 on Twitter this week because of it. So I do appreciate that. I will be taking my wife on a date in appreciation of the loss of this friendship. But there's several things going on here that I want to point out. The first thing is, I think you, somewhere in the last 2 to 3 years, spun too far away. The first thing I want to say is that my politics have always been the same. I read The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand when I was 17 years old, and that's what kicked me on this journey of individualism versus collectivism. I'm not a disciple of Ayn Rand by any means. I believe in God. She was a devoted atheist. However, I do believe in her philosophy of objectivism to a large extent, and I do believe in individualism over collectivism, and doing what is right for you as an individual over compromising your own life and your own integrity for the sake of some state-sponsored altruistic philosophy, which is really only designed to empower the globalists and enslave individuals worldwide. So my politics haven't changed over the last 2 to 3 years at all. My politics haven't really even changed over the last 10 years. What's changed is the political climate. That's what's changed. And ever since Trump lost the election, quote-unquote, the political sentiment in the country, the political divide, has gotten increasingly heated, and it's only going to get worse. And in the context of the increased political tensions that are going on, the left is deciding to write off the right. The people you've decided to align with are not people I want associated with me, even by second or third degree. First of all, we're only like 6 degrees of separation away from anyone, so to not be associated with someone by third degree is almost impossible in the current climate. And I just, the shame of it is when you have life experience with somebody for a decade and then you realize that the relationship is so fickle that it was dependent on your politics aligning the whole time, you realize that and maybe your friends weren't even your friends to begin with. I guess that's the challenging thing of it. But the reason that I really want to talk about this is not just so that I can gripe publicly about what happened to me, but the fact that it got 11.3 million views. There were thousands upon thousands of replies of conservative voices saying, oh, my daughter won't speak to me anymore because of my politics. Or, oh, I lost my friend too of 20 years. This is not something that's just happening to me. It's not something that's just happening to political influencers or right-wing influencers. This is something that is happening to patriotic Americans all the way across the country. And you got to keep in mind, I knew that my friend here was a Biden supporter. I knew that he voted for Biden. I knew that he never voted for Trump. I didn't care because although I disagreed with him, I knew or assumed that he was doing what he did because of a misunderstanding, right? He had the right intentions, the right reasons. I believed he was wrong about those pretenses that he was using in order to make the decision to vote for Biden. Totally disagreed with him, but we didn't talk about politics. We just sort of agreed to disagree. This is not somebody who I was irritating with my political views. It wasn't somebody who I was sending memes all the time. It's not somebody who I was badgering about their politics. This is somebody who I was willing to keep in my life because I believed he was a good friend, despite the fact that we disagreed politically. And the irony of it is, we are constantly called the party of hate, the party of division, the party of intolerance, but their hate for Trump is greater than our hate for Biden. I can't think of anybody in the world who I disapprove of more than Biden and his administration, who makes me sick every time to see speak. But my hate for him was not enough to alienate me from my close friends and family, but their hate for Trump, their Trump derangement syndrome is so great that they will eradicate people from their lives who have any sort of political difference from them. My wife and I were doing some research on this, and we found that suburban white liberal women are the most likely to cut off friends and family for their political views, and I'm afraid that my friend Josh has become a suburban white liberal woman. Stick with us, folks. We will be back after this break. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air with some of our great products for you and your loved ones.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am your guest host today, Chase Geiser, filling in for the great Alex Jones. I know that when you tune in, you always want to see the OG, but it is an honor and a pleasure to be here substituting for him. And to be with you, our incredible guests, I wouldn't rather be speaking to any other audience in the world than this audience right here, right now. There's a new video out showing a child faced with a choice between cookies and a substantial monetary reward. And it's being highlighted as an example of why children shouldn't be allowed to choose their gender. Let's go ahead and check out clip 4.
Either have $10,000 cash, or, wait a minute, this... 2 out of the box Oreo cookies. Huh? Are you sure? That's $10,000 cash. You want the Oreo cookies? Are you sure? Okay, go ahead.
We've got another breaking story. That includes a clip of a woman who also would have chosen the Oreos over the $10,000. Let's go ahead and go straight into clip three, and then we'll dive into the new developments with Dove.
My belief is that we should be centering the voices and experiences of the most marginalized people and communities at all times. So when I think about what that liberation looks like to me, it looks like centering the voices and the experiences of those who live in and who maneuver through spaces and institutions in a fat body. It looks like making accessible spaces and having conversations that are aware of the fact that people have different bodies and that they are interacting with space and people and institutions and communities in a different way. Fat liberation looks like fully embracing those differences and having those conversations instead of shying away from them. To learn more about fat liberation and the campaign for size freedom that Dove is supporting, visit dove.com/size freedom. Tap in, join the campaign, support the campaign. This is important and we should all be talking about it.
The Dove Soap Company is facing criticism for promoting the fat acceptance and body positivity movement by hiring a morbidly obese BLM activist who at one time falsely accused a female college student of making a racist remark. Last week, the Unilever-owned soap brand announced it had partnered with University of Virginia student Zianna Bryant to lead their movement to end body size discrimination. It's funny how they call it a movement, given that it involves people who don't move at all. The new face of Dove soap. Will you still buy at Dove products after this? My belief is that we should be centering the voices and brand experiences of the most marginalized people and communities at all times, Bryant 22 said in the video that we just watched. And this all in the context of the fact that she defamed someone and falsely accused them of racism. This ties in directly with what we were talking about with Russell Brand, right? They'll come out, they'll falsely accuse you of sexual assault. They'll defame you, and they will do everything they can to do things like alienate best friends from over 10 years of wanting to be associated with you. And then, when they are proven to falsely come out against you with accusations of either sexual assault or racism, they will still be sponsored by major brands like Dove and given major opportunities. Is this Dove moment synonymous with what we saw with the Bud Light issues earlier this year? Why is it that these major corporations are making these decisions that they know, or they must know from a business perspective, are only going to alienate half of their audience? Like, the smart businesses out there don't take a political stance on controversial issues like this because they know that it's going to alienate the market, divide their market, split their consumer base in half. It happens time and time again, yet they keep making these decisions. Is it just because they're hiring stupid people who don't understand business and only think in the context of social justice and collectivism and Marxism? Is it literally just incompetence? Or is there a reason that they're doing this? Like, we've seen in recent reports that ESG is something that sort of seems to be on the fall, right? This environmental sustainability and governance initiative, which was pushed by organizations like the WEF and people like Klaus Schwab as a new way of controlling which businesses receive financing from central banks and major investors. We've seen that major entities, those we're typically antagonistic toward, have come out and said they're going to take ESG less seriously. They're going to not consider ESG as much because it is this sort of arbitrary, subjective litmus test for which businesses can get funding, which businesses can be financed or not. And so even though we see that ESG seems to be on the decline, we seem to see this backpedaling or this pulling away from ESG as a litmus test, these ESG scores, we still see businesses making decisions to do this. I don't understand why these businesses are doing this at all when they know that it's just going to totally compromise the integrity of their business altogether. Like, is something major coming where it doesn't even matter whether or not these businesses are successful and they're just trying to make sure they're on the, quote, right side of history? The other thing I was thinking about this week is just the notion of the right side of history. We constantly see the left, I certainly do in my replies, say, oh, you're going to be on the wrong side of history. You're going to be on the wrong side of history. When everything shakes out and when good finally prevails, they're going to look back and say, you were the problem. You were the evil ones. And I think that's so interesting because for a political philosophy that doesn't seem to believe in the objective truth of good versus evil or in objective truth at all, this is a philosophy that believes only in subjectivism, right? Your truth versus my truth. How can they come out and say that we're going to be on the wrong side of history? Because to say that anyone is going to wind up on the wrong side of history at all is to say a couple of things implicitly. The first thing is to say that there is a good versus evil. And the second thing is that it is to say that good will prevail and evil will fail. Right? How can anyone be on the wrong side of history if good doesn't always win? So they're inherently sort of making a Christian claim, though they don't believe in Christianity whatsoever or any of the values that our founders established this country on. And the other factor of that is they're implicitly stating that good is going to win if you're going to be on the wrong side of history. Do they actually believe that good always wins and that evil is always overcome? Because we know here at InfoWars that history is written by the victors, and just because it is written doesn't necessarily make it true. So I just think it's very interesting that we're seeing these decisions being made and we're seeing these accusations of who's going to be on the right side of history, who's going to be on the good side of history. And I agree that there is a good versus evil and that there is objective truth. And I do believe that in the end, good always wins. But I'm not so self-righteous that I would presume to accuse someone else of going to be on the wrong side of history. I may reiterate the claims made in the Bible or the claims of my faith to that effect, that judgment will come for the evil, that the evil will face judgment and the voice of God. But to claim that we'll be on the wrong side of history is such a threat, especially in the context of everything that happened in the 20th century. I mean, the wrong side of history just inherently triggers thoughts of what happened in the Holocaust and with the Nuremberg trials, right? All those Nazis are on the wrong side of history. So is the left suggesting that there will be trials and tribunes and that we will be faced with an international court which will judge us for our sins of thought crime? And that when we are found guilty and it is written in the books of history what happened in the 21st century when the right-wing insurrectionists attempted to compromise the integrity and threaten our democracy, are we being threatened implicitly by being accused of being on the wrong side of history with the death penalty? With imprisonment? I think we are. I think that when they say we'll be on the wrong side of history, what they're really saying is we're going to classify you as a domestic terrorist, akin to the Nazis after World War II. You are going to face a rigged court for your crimes. You are going to be found guilty, and you are going to face punishment of the state beyond anything you could possibly imagine. And we are the evil ones. Stick with us, folks. We will be back after this break. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. It is how we keep this broadcast coming to you. As we age, pregnenolone levels decrease with age by as much as 60% between the ages of 20 and 75, making you tired and lazy. With the Real Red Pill Plus, you can defy that test of time and keep your pregnenolone up for hormone balance. Stick with us, folks. We will be back after this break. Visit InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
most powerful InfoWars Life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am your host today, Chase Geiser, filling in for Alex Jones himself, covering all the news that has been breaking this weekend. Thank you so much for being with us. Make sure that you call in 877-789-2539, as we will be taking calls in the next hour. Again, that's 877-789-2539. The earlier you call, the more likely we can get to you on the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do want to talk about the German MEP urging citizens worldwide to peacefully disobey COVID tyranny. German European Parliament member Christine Anderson told the group this week she'd continue fighting for the freedoms of people across the globe, but asked that in return citizens everywhere peacefully reject the incoming wave of COVID mandates and lockdowns, as Alex Jones predicted weeks ago on this show. Let's go to clip 01.
Now I would like to make a promise to the people, and I'm pretty sure I can speak speak on behalf of my colleagues. We will continue to stand with you, the people. We will continue to fight for freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. We will not shut up, and we will not stop going after those despicable globalitarian misanthropists. But we would also like to have you make a promise to us. You may have heard, it's all coming back. The first countries are already starting about talking mask mandates in Israel. They're already imposing it. I've heard of a few universities in the United States. They're already bringing it all back. And I would really like for you, the people, to not go along. Simply say no. They want you to wear a mask? Say no. They want you to put in another mRNA shot? Say no. They want to impose a curfew on you? Say no. That's really all you have to do. And might not be, or it might sound a little hard, but it's actually not that hard. Because once you've made it clear to them that you will no longer go along, once you've let them know, they cannot scare you anymore. Because as long as you're afraid of what they might do, if you don't comply, they have power over you. Take the power away from them. Simply say no. Once you do that, they don't have power over you anymore. You will feel so free. Simply say no. And considering what we've heard today, and considering what we've seen in the last 3 years, considering what we know they want to implement, heck, you might even be well within your right to tell them to screw themselves and go to hell. That's where they belong. What will you get out of that? I can tell you, once you've done that, once you've told them to just go to hell, they no longer have power over you, you will have an incredible feeling. Kind of like a sensation of freedom will swap through your body. I promise. You will feel so relieved. And this is the state of mind that I would ask all of you to get to. Simply don't let them grind you down anymore. You are worth it. You are deserving of just standing up for yourselves and tell them all to go to hell. Thank you very much.
This, of course, all in the context of recent revelations. Bill Gates, a massive COVID profiteering, exposed in a viral social media post. So we talk a lot about, on the show, about globalism in general, the New World Order, and these moves or motions for depopulation. And I know there's a lot of theories out there as to why things like these vaccines come in place. A lot of people suggest that these pandemics, these emergencies, are used as a pretext to compromise, weaken, or mitigate the rights of individual people so that the state can continuously become increasingly empowered to subjugate the people of the world. Perhaps these lockdowns are done because small businesses are seen as competitors to major corporations, and companies like Amazon or major fast food chains understand that they can sustain the hardship of lockdowns much better than mom and pop shops or small businesses. So a great way to eradicate the middle class competition is to enact lockdowns that put small business owners out of business, so that major corporations can buy up the property, buy up the assets, merge and conglomerate their control over the market. We hear that these pandemics are a great way to mitigate individual rights, and as far as choosing what one does with their own body is concerned, right? So we have these emergencies, and we're not going to officially say that we're mandating the vaccine, but we're going to create such an environment where millions upon millions of Americans feel like they have to take a vaccine, even if they don't want to, because they are afraid of losing their job or not being able to travel or see loved ones or go to the funeral of loved ones. But one thing is for sure, despite all of those previous speculations, which I happen to agree with, one thing is for sure, there were some people among us who had a tremendous amount of money to be made off of this pandemic. A viral social media post revealing how much Bill Gates profited from the COVID pandemic was viewed over 2 million times in just 2 days. I'm sure it's up since the publication of this article on the 16th. Let's go into clip 02, and I will dive into the story more after that.
The deaths, it's been completely horrific, and I would expect that will lead the R&D budgets to be focused on things we didn't have today. You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmission. So we need a new way of doing the vaccines.
Bill Gates purchased shares in BioNTech, Pfizer's partner, for its mRNA COVID shots in September of 2019, just months before the pandemic was announced. And keep in mind that September of 2019 is when many experts believe that the COVID virus actually leaked from the Wuhan labs. There are bits and pieces of evidence that seem to imply that is the case. One of them, I believe, is that there was an RFP, a request for proposal for new ventilation systems that was put out by the CCP in September of 2019 specifically for the Wuhan lab. I believe that this RFP was later removed from their site, but it does imply that there might have been some sort of leak or contamination issue at the lab at that time. And Bill Gates being Bill Gates, the billionaire known worldwide who is intimately involved in vaccinations worldwide, would be among those first to know if such an event were to take place. So in September 2019, just months before the pandemic was announced, but when the pandemic actually started, Bill Gates is buying shares in BioNTech. He purchased 1,038,674 shares at an offering price of $18.10. This is a pre-public offering price, by the way, so he was definitely an insider here. And Gates dumped his stocks in November of 2021 for an astronomical amount of $300 per share on average. So I'm not in a position to do the math right now on that, but he made millions upon millions upon millions of dollars investing in this mRNA technology and lying about the vaccine for years in order to ensure that his share prices went up. And frankly, I think that this is one of the main reasons that the J&J vaccine was taken off the market so quickly. Because when you have the likes of Bill Gates investing in this technology at prices of $18 a share, later to be sold for an average of $300 a share, and then you have a competitor come out with a vaccine that is not an mRNA-based technology, but rather a traditional vaccine, which is just, you know, a piece of the dead or weakened virus injected into the body for the immune system to respond to, that really does harm the potential gains of these investments. So my thinking is that the J&J vaccine was not taken off of the market because it was perceived as increasingly dangerous or less effective than the mRNA vaccines, because we know that the mRNA vaccines were dangerous and ineffective. But it was taken off the market because billionaire Bill Gates and the political class were invested in the mRNA tech. They did insider trading, buying shares at $18 a share, later to sell them for $300 a share, and they wanted to make sure that everybody got their vaccine so they could make millions upon millions of dollars. Even though there was probably a safer alternative on the market, they had to take that one off because 8 people got blood clots in their legs after they got vaccinated. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back after this break. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and support keeping InfoWars on the air.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.